The latest addition to the Marvel Cinematic Universe is Doctor Strange. Interesting film.
I haven't seen it yet.
It stars Benedict Cumberbatch as the Master of the Mystic Arts.
I do remember the cartoons. I like the cartoons. The comics. Yeah. Years ago.
I like Defenders. And he was in the Defenders. That's okay.
Yeah.
Someone had to like the Defenders.
Yeah, the curious thing was, of course, Tilda Swinton playing the Ancient One. Maybe a bit more Celtic than Tibetan.
Yeah, there was some flack about that. But, you know, I don't know. I tend to find Tilda can be whoever Tilda wants to Tilda, be, as far as I'm concerned.
She was fine. She acted. And yeah. In fact, I think she was the only person who did in the entire film. So.
Well, that's not good.
Fair dues. I think the Cloak of Levitation did a good job.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. The fully animated cloak was perhaps the second best actor in the film.
Yeah. Was it Benedict playing one of his usual smart...
If he had, it would have been more interesting. He could have just walked through to Sherlock and it would have been more interesting.
Well, look, Baron Mordo was great. That was played by Chiwetel Ejiofor. And
he's a good actor.
Which character was that against?
Baron Mordo.
The bad guy.
Karl Mordo, in fact. Who, old-time Doctor Strange readers would know, of course, that he was the Ancient One's disciple who basically...
Yes, I know who you're referring to. Yes. He did act a bit.
Yeah. And look, the special effects were nice, although there was a bit overuse of the Inception effect, I call it.
The special effects were brilliant, and you could see the director constantly telling the actors to stop doing that. People were looking at them instead of a special... It's been an insult that you've made about films all the time. You know, the reason they're so bad is because the director told them to. I looked out at this film and both Ruth and I agreed, this time it happened. They had good actors and they were told not to act because they'd distract from the special effects.
Yeah. Well, when people gesture and fire
and massive, incredible Steve Ditko-inspired scenery.
Yeah, and let's be fair, when we get to the climactic battle against the Dread Dormammu, it looks like the old Ditko comic books.
It looks exactly like the Ditko comic books, and I didn't like the art style in the Ditko comic books.
Oh, that makes it a problem anyway.
But that said, it looked exactly like it, and that was a big plus. Mm. And it was a stupid ending, but it was a big plus.
It was a capable movie. It was a reasonable story. I mean, it was an origin story. The usual sort of sacrifice stuff.
Does he tie in with the rest of the Marvel Universe? Will he pop up in something else? Will he suddenly appear in Guardians of the Galaxy?
They even hinted at the end that he's going to appear in Thor Ragnarok or whatever. But next Thor movie.
I can see him in that. That would sort of fit.
The strong feeling is that Doctor Strange will make his presence well felt in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Because they're starting to do the cosmic stories.
And, true.
When you're dealing with multiple dimensional spanning nemeses and threats of the end of all creation and all the multiverse in one go, you're going to need Doctor Strange to help
out. Doctor Strange and Vision just fix everything? I mean, theoretically?
Not this version of Doctor Strange.
Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't mind. I walked out and we did enjoy the film. There wasn't disappointment in it. It was very much a special effects driven film with a group of good actors who weren't given a chance to develop interesting characters. Yeah. And I think Benedict Cumberbatch was the problem. Because he was supposed to be an incredibly unlikable character at the beginning, and he was. He was incredibly unlikable. And firstly, I never actually convinced he stopped being incredibly unlikable. But the sudden character change, you know, midway through the film just didn't gel with me. And I didn't think he'd developed a character. If he'd made him more like Sherlock Holmes, sort of unlikable, but you can understand why, I would have liked him. But it wasn't...
I do have a question. See, they call it Doctor Strange, but surgeons are called Mister, aren't they?
Yes, that's true. Yeah.
I think it depends on the specialty.
It may depend on the country as well.
So you enjoyed it?
I did. Okay. I'm looking forward to the next one. Where we can actually focus on the character rather than
the characters, I think it'll be a much, much stronger one instead of the introduction that we saw there.